The Oscars are Sunday, and in this segment, I am going to review the documentary Free Solo, which has been nominated for Best Documentary. And I got to say, I've not had a movie recommended to me more, probably ever, than Free Solo. And I finally got around to seeing it this weekend. It took me a while, and I regret to inform everybody that recommended this that I did not get to see it in the theater. And I understand that that is the way to experience it, especially if you can find an IMAX screen, that Free Solo is unbelievably spectacular on the big screen. So I saw it on my much smaller screen in my home, but it is still spectacular. And Free Solo is the story about Alex Honnold, and we've talked about him before. He is the 33-year-old professional rock climber from California, and he is a true freak of nature. And Free Solo documents his attempt to become the first human being ever to scale El Capitan in Yosemite National Park, this sheer face, this rock face, and to do it without any ropes or clips or anything. That's what you do if you free solo something. You are a rock climber, and the only thing that is holding you on to these sheer faces are your fingertips and your toes, and that is it.
I don't get how these guys do this, and girls. It's just, it's mind-blowing.
It's totally mind-blowing. And when you watch this, and you know that he survived this, because you know Alex Honnold, I mean, maybe a few people watching this don't know if he made it. You know he made it. But even in his reconnaissance attempts at El Capitan and trying to figure out the right path when he's using ropes and clamps and clips, you are sweating. Your fingers are sweating, your palms, your forehead, you can't believe what you're watching. And he's not even free soloing yet, but when he starts to free solo, then you really squirm and sweat, even though you know he makes it.
Pretty much,
but
free solo,
you can't believe what you're seeing. So to put this in perspective, El Capitan is this sheer wall of rock in Yosemite, and the face that he is attempting to climb is 3,200 feet, which is four of our green buildings in downtown Dallas.
Whoa.
Think about that. Four green buildings, that's what he is going to climb, a sheer face of rock with no ropes, with nothing but a little chalk on his belt to put on his fingertips and some shoes, normal, you know, climbing tennis shoes, basically.
See, that's, and I don't think it's legit. He shouldn't be allowed to use chalk.
When you watch him on one of these sheer faces, it's like watching an ant or a spider.
Or an uncle.
Yeah, oh, okay. Ant or a spider or an uncle going up the sheer face. It is breathtaking to behold. So the film is done by Jimmy Chin, who's this climber himself, and he's a legendary photographer and filmographer, and he that's his specialty, is climbers and
that's right.
Thrill
Jimmy
seekers.
The Chin. Yeah.
So the movie starts with Alex Honnold and his backstory, kind of, and how he started climbing as a kid, and his obsession with El Capitan. He's been thinking about it since 2008. So for 10 years, he goes, he climbs it with ropes. He tries to figure out the right path. Nobody's ever done it. He has had a couple of false starts, and he's, you know, got a quarter into it and thought, no, this isn't the right time to do it. And so they're following Alex Honnold, who lived and still lives part-time famously in a van. Mm. He's a real minimalist. He's a real weird guy. He's a really bright guy. He enrolled at UC Berkeley, but then immediately dropped out just to climb, because all he wants to do is climb things. He's just, that's what he is. He's a climber, and that's his deal. And so at one point here in the documentary, at the request of a few people, he has an MRI done on his brain, because they want to figure out what is going on inside this guy's noggin that makes him want to climb a 3,200-foot sheer wall of rock. And so you'll hear Alex Honnold talking about it in the beginning, and then you're going to hear, after the MRI, one of the doctors tell you what they discovered about his brain.
There's been a lot of speculation about like how I deal with fear and like how I'm able to free solo. People are just like, oh, well, he must be a thrill seeker. There must be something defective. So the writer contacted me about doing an MRI. I thought it's kind of cool just to go get an MRI and like see what's actually going on. You know, scan your brain and then see if it's all there structurally. We'll see. Maybe it turns out I'm some kind of freak creature or something. I've had several ex-girlfriends say that I had the personality disorders or things like that. There's something wrong with me. Is my brain intact?
Your brain's intact, and it's quite interesting. Those little two dots that are further towards the top of the screen, that's the amygdala. So an interesting thing, you have no activation in your amygdala.
There's just not much going on in my brain, it seems. Do you think my amygdala actually just doesn't work or something?
Your amygdala works. It's just that it needs a much higher level of stimulation. Things that are typically stimulating for most of the rest of us are not really doing it for you.
The amygdala, for those that don't know, is the fear center of the brain. Okay. And there's nothing going on there for him. Nothing
bypass
scares
that somehow.
Nothing scares the guy.
Wow.
So when he's 1,800 feet up on this sheer wall with no ropes and he's just holding on to the rock with his hands and his feet, he's not scared of that.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And he never has those episodes, even when he's halfway up sometimes and never has that moment of looking down and thinking, what am I doing?
No.
Well,
now, one of these scenes that really hit home with me is when they talk to Jimmy Chin, who is the filmographer here and one of the producers, and his crew. Now, these guys are badasses, too, because they're hanging off the side of a cliff with ropes, but they're filming Alex's ascent. And so they're stationed all over El Capitan, and they have to be really good climbers, too, to get to these certain spots with all of this equipment. And to hear some of them talk about the pressure that's on them. Now, granted, the pressure is mainly on Alex to execute this climb, but they're also thinking to themselves, man, what if I see this guy that I've really grown to like or love, or maybe he's now one of my best friends? What if I see him falling out of the frame and I watch my friend plummet to his death?
I mean, the soloing headspace is so fragile.
This is Jimmy Chin.
We want to film it well, but it's about not getting in his way and making sure he has the experience he wants.
Struggling.
The worst possible scenario is that one of us would do something that would kill him. Is it going to be the drone? Is it going to be one of the ropes? Is it going to be us accidentally knocking off a rock?
The idea of falling off is, you know, obviously I'm trying to avoid that, but it's like kind of okay if it's just by myself. But, like, I wouldn't want to fall off right in front of my friends. Because that's, like, that's kind of messed up.
Kinda.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
It's not totally messed up or anything.
But I really felt for that one photographer who said, man, what if I kick a rock loose and it causes him to fall?
Well, I mean, if the production's about halfway through and nothing exciting's happening, I mean,
that's the excitement of the film.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
But that made me sweat. And during his ascent, they showed a couple of the photographers, and they couldn't even look at moments. They were sweating much. All right, and also in Free Solo, the documentary that's nominated for an Oscar on Sunday, we are introduced to Alex Honnold's girlfriend, Sanni McCandless. S-A-N-N-I. Sanni. And this was an interesting scene. He's decided, okay, I'm going to do this now, and tomorrow's going to be the day, and he didn't even really want her around. And so they're having one last talk as she is trying to reason with him, expressing her concerns for his safety and that they've been dating for 2 or 3 years now and she's part of this relationship. And he's not really interested in hearing any of it.
I want to have this more like holistic approach that you have where you're like, well, we're all going to die. Like, might as well do what we want to do while we're here. And it's okay when people die. But I feel like I want you to meet me halfway. And when you solo, to take me into the equation. And then I think
is
you
there
said
a question?
There's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
would putting me into the equation actually ever change anything? Would you actually make decisions differently?
If I had some kind of obligation to maximize my lifespan, then, like, yeah, obviously I'd have to give up soloing. I don't
know. Was me asking you, do you see that as an obligation now?
No. No.
Oh.
No. But I appreciate your concerns, and I you know, respect that. But I in no way feel obligated, no.
To maximize lifetime.
No.
Sorry.
But I mean, like, you saying be safer, I'm kind of like, well, I mean, I can't, you know, I'm already doing my best. So I could just, like, not do certain things, but then you have, like, weird simmering resentment because the things that you love most in life have now been squashed.
Gosh. I can't take that voice. Yeah. Why do people still have vocal fry these days?
That's a millennial thing. You know? A lot of guys and girls have the millennial vocal fry. But I thought that was a fascinating discussion. He is not interested at all in maximizing his time on Earth and his extending his lifespan. He does not care how long he lives.
It's quality over quantity for him.
How many people are like that? I would argue very, very few. That most of us are interested in maximizing how long we have rather than maximizing the quality of whatever time we have, even if it's at the expense of how long you live.
Yeah. And, you know, at some point, do you reach a certain age where it's just, it should be too dangerous for you to do this? And what is that? I mean,
well, he can't.
You just climb till you die?
This has got to have some sort of expiration date on you being an effective climber doing this kind of stuff. I mean, he's got to be doing simpler stuff when he's 50, right?
Yeah, there are cases of climbers who've climbed well into their 40s and 50s. Not a lot of them have made it. They've all had accidents.
Uh-oh.
But even when some of these guys have had families and kids, they still go off for a couple months and do some epic climb.
What's life insurance like for those guys?
Oh, God. But yeah, it is a lot of it about the athleticism because he is a phenomenal athlete. I mean, this guy has incredible strength. He can hold his body weight with just the tips of his fingers for hours. And there are very few humans that can do that. He's got unbelievable flexibility and strength. And it shows him as he's analyzing El Capitan and the right route. There's this one point that he always had problems with, even when climbing with ropes. And you either had to jump across this little gap or do this karate kick and stretch yourself way over. Well, the morning he decides he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And he's got this mindset, a warrior mindset. And he just starts. And he's going at a pretty high rate of speed. And the photographers are like, wow, man, he's going really fast. And he gets to this one point that's always given him trouble. And he takes a little time there, but he does the karate kick move. And he gets across it. And he turns around to the photographers and he throws up his hands like, yes, I did it.
And he falls to his death.
And then he turns around and he keeps on going. And, man, he is a man possessed. And it takes him, I think it was 3 hours and change. But he finally gets up to the top. And he's got this smile on his face, and you can actually feel his happiness exuding from the screen. You can just feel what a sense of accomplishment it was and how happy he is. And he can't believe that he actually did it. But it is a thrill ride to watch this guy. I don't know what your definition of badass is, and I think, you know, guys who play in the NFL are badasses. Guys who do this are bad, whatever it is. This is a really high level of badass.
Yeah.
Badassery, because it takes gigantic testicles or no activity in your amygdala.
Yeah, or brain damage, which he has apparently,
to do this. But he scaled El Capitan free solo without any ropes, any clips, anything. And sometimes he's going up a sheer face that is, you know, not even straight up. It's tilting backwards towards him, and he's just grabbing on with his fingertips and his
kick ass
and his feet. I highly recommend you watch this before the Oscars. It's called Free Solo. All right, coming up next, we're going to visit with our own Ticket Daredevil.